It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? In the book of John, John chapter 10, we're going to read verse 1 through verse 10. John chapter 10, verse 1 through 10. While you're opening your Bibles, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Glad that you've joined us today to study the precious Word. Now we'll begin to read. I hope that that gave you enough time. Hope that you were ready. Have your Bibles before you and ready to follow along. It's so important that each time that we come into the house of God, whether it be on Sunday morning, Sunday school, preaching service, Sunday night, Wednesday night, as we come together to study the Word, each time, why I expect the folks to have their Bibles in their hand, and if not, why we do have a Bible in the pew for each one to use. Many times we'll use more than one in looking up cross-references. So I hope that you have your Bible ready, and you'll follow along with us now. John chapter 10, verse 1, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he cometh his own sheep by name, calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Let's begin with prayer after we've enjoyed the reading of the Word today. Father, I thank you that we can come and enjoy this time together. Please that you will open our eyes, as did you, the blind man. Now we need to have our ears that we can not only see but also hear. One will come with the other if folks will surrender to you, Lord Jesus, and be saved today. Please that they listen very carefully, each and every one. Please guide and lead us. I love the Word. I love studying it. I love proclaiming it. And Father, please never, ever stop dealing with my heart as much as I expect your Word to deal with everyone's heart, but most of all with mine, Lord. Please that you examine my heart. Set me to the direction that you want me to go. I just ask that you give us power and strength and wisdom today now as we study your precious Word. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We begin with the first verse. We'll refer back. Many times we go back into a little review of the chapter or the verses before, and we'll do that, but it will be during the study. I just will remind you, if you know, a lot of time has passed as we've come from one study to the next, and many things go on in my life, and I've proclaimed the Word of God many times between there. Work, as much work has been done between this time that we've met last time, and so we've had a man that was born blind, if you'll remember, and there was quite a discussion going on of who and how and everything else about it, and each time that they would come before him, why, he would make a little clearer statement concerning who he was, who he believed the Lord Jesus was. And it finally came to the place that he was not only a man of God, but also a prophet. And then at those words, why, they finally cast him out. And so that's what's happened to the blind man. And so he has been cast out of the synagogue, out of the Jewish religion, literally. I mean, if you're going to say the things you're saying, then you can't be a part of us. And you would think that to be religious connects you with the Lord Jesus. Not so. Please that you listen very carefully now as we begin in John chapter 10, verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. As we look at that first verse, we need to recognize and realize that the shepherd, sheepfold, all these things, to a Jew, at this time especially, was a very familiar statement. And any time that a reference was made to a shepherd, it was to a person of leadership position. And so when he makes some reference here that he is a shepherd, he is telling them something very clear, and they understood. They didn't like it, but they understood what he was saying, nor did they accept it. As we looked here and we can see, verily, verily, I say to you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold. There's only one way for salvation. There's only one way for the nation of Israel to be saved, as there is only one way for each and every individual to be saved. As we have so many religions and so many different groups out there today, they use the church name, but they shouldn't. The church is something that God has set forth, and it's through and by His Word. And when they leave the Word of God, then I don't know why they have hung on to the name church, because they are no longer a church. They are no longer a part of the body of Christ, never were in many cases. When we come to the Word of God, we find to begin with, that he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. How do we know who is the thief and who is the true shepherd? The only way we can know is according to the Word of God. Now, most people say they believe part of the Word of God, and I'm speaking mostly here to you preachers, that you believe part of the Word of God, not all of it. I believe all of it. I take the Word of God literally, and I study the Word of God and stay as close to the Word of God as I can. Many people have taken parts and they have spiritualized part of it. They've moved this part over here. They've taken this part completely out. And they've just kind of used it as however they wanted to. Well, the only way that we can know that it's the Word of God and the truth is that when you begin at the book of Genesis and you go to the end of Revelation, you'll find that it is the most beautiful story, the most beautiful message is presented, and that is the message of the Lord Jesus. His life, His death, His resurrection. We find what heaven is about. We find what hell is going to be about and is about, the place of torment. All this information, we find everything that we need for all parts of our life, we find in the Word of God. Now, when you begin to take parts away from it, then you begin to destroy that. But if you will stay with the Word of God, stay in the truth, several things are going to come to pass. How do we know the shepherd, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Coming through the door, that tells us that everything that has been prophesied in the Word of God needs to come to light concerning the shepherd, the Lord Jesus. Who will fit that line? Who can put those shoes on and wear them? Who has this list of credentials? Let's look at just a few. it is said that he came under the law. Let's look at Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. Galatians 4, 4. He came under the law, Galatians 4, 4. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law. Let's see who has the proper credentials, is the best word. I've read that before. The best word is, who fills the bill? Who is capable, again, of wearing these shoes, of coming before them? He did not come over the fence, under the fence. He came exactly how He said He would. And when someone isn't hiding or sneaking or stealing, they come right through the door. And Jesus came right through the door to the nation of Israel. And we'd never want to miss this, that He came right through the door. He said He would come under the law, and He did. He would come of the line of David. Look back to the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, verse 32. He would come of the line of David, it was prophesied. Luke chapter 1, verse 32. He shall be great, shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Fulfilled. It was said that he would come from Bethlehem. We know he did. Let's go back to Micah, chapter 5, verse 2. Micah. Micah, chapter 5, verse 2. Now, be thou, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Clearly speaking of the Lord Jesus, of this shepherd that we're talking about here, that he is presenting himself as the shepherd, and he is the true shepherd. Come right through the door. He came right through the only way you could clearly see him. He didn't sneak. He didn't come some other way. He came right through the door. Came under the law. Came of the line of David. Was born in Bethlehem, was born of a virgin. Let's look at Isaiah 7:14. Isaiah 7:14. I hope you use your Bible enough that you can find these books quickly enough. If you cannot, please that you write the number down. Look them up this afternoon or another time today. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Isaiah 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Born of a virgin. We're told, according to Isaiah 11:1, that be from the stem of Jesse. Isaiah 11:1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. A branch shall grow out of his roots. You think of David being the line of David, that it would be the kingly line. Well, it is. But by the time Jesus was born, that same line had went all the way from royalty down to being a peasant. Jesus was a carpenter. It was said he wore a carpenter's robe. He was just a common laborer when he came to this earth. Yet, every prophecy that was spoken, the time, everything came to pass. Under the law, line of David, born in Bethlehem, born of a virgin, born of the stem of Jesse, and many more. I just picked out a few. It's a joy to study the Word of God. But when he tells us in his word, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door unto the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. There is none other and we have had a multitude to this time, up to this time, and we will continue to have them as people begin to come and try to deceive you, try to trick you, try to lead you astray. And the only source, the only authority that we have is God's Word. And Jesus is the only one. And most of those other religions, most of those other groups, they follow after parts of the Word of God. But they ignore much of it. We need to see clearly that here the sheepfold is speaking of the nation of Israel. He that entereth not by the door unto the sheepfold, he went to the nation of Israel. He came by the only means that he could come, and that was fulfilling the law, fulfilling every part of it. Yes, he was under the law, and yes, he fulfilled the law. He came in every direction, and yet they missed him. But he did not come any other direction. They should have seen him coming, because he had given them ample warning. He had given them much information, prophecy, that had been told clearly to them, that they would know when he arrived that it was him. It was God. It was the Messiah. He came by the door to the nation of Israel. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep, the Lord Jesus. He is the shepherd to the nation of Israel, to the sheepfold. Now the sad thing is that as he came to them, they did not listen. They did not see him. Let's move to the blind man, back to the other chapter, chapter 9. When Jesus healed that man and he received his sight, it was asked many times, who did it? They even asked his parents, who did it? And each time, this man, as he was asked, that was made from being blind to see, each time he seemed to learn more about Jesus. The more he was asked, the more he could see that this man was of God. This man was a prophet. He knew that. Well, by them continuing, the question was asked in verse 32 of chapter 9, since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened his eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. But yet he healed him. He knew that. They answered and said unto him, thou hast altogether borne in sins, and dost thou teach us? And they cast him out. When he was cast out, there's Jesus. This blind man the Jew? Yes, he was. This blind man now can see? Yes, he can. Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he had found him, he said to him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? And he answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? Who is the true door? Who is coming through the door? Jesus. Presented in all the ways, complete, perfect, not one prophecy not fulfilled concerning his coming. And he came for them. Yet we find that even though he came right through the door to them, making it clearly. Now many people look at that verse of Scripture and say that there is only one way to heaven. And that's true. The only way to heaven is by and through the Lord Jesus and faith in him alone, not by any works. But I believe this here is more speaking to the nation of Israel. He's talking to them because they are the sheepfold, and they're in that sheepfold. And he's come to take them out of their religion. You know, I get a lot of criticism many times because Number one, I speak against certain groups, and again, I don't even like to use the word church, because they have left the Word of God, they have left the truth, and I get criticized for that. Many folks think I shouldn't name those names, I shouldn't say those names, and I hope that you know that the only reason I say it, and the only reason I make it clear, is because I want you to see the truth. Jesus went right before them. He proclaimed the truth. And then they had a choice. You got that same choice. Folks don't like it when I tell you to get out of that dead church you're in. Well, we're going to talk about that today as well. Coming from the darkness into light. Coming at the call of the Lord Jesus. If you're a born-again believer and you're sitting in a church that doesn't preach the Word, this scripture verses here tells us to get out. Follow after the voice of God, the Word of God. Now, as you look at this, the only way any other comes is as a thief and a robber. And that's what they do. And that's what really hurts the heart. When you see folks that confess to be born-again believers will sit in a church that the doctrine of that church stands against the Word of God. The preacher on occasion will preach a good message, but most of the time it's to tickle the ears of those goats that are in your church. But you still stay there because it was your church, your family's church. Maybe you like the social activities. I don't know what you like about it. But God here goes right into the Jewish religion. Right into the Jews, right into the synagogue. And he doesn't go in there to stay. He goes through that door by the way of the prophecies of this book, the Word of God, comes right in through the door and calls them out. We are to come out from among them, not be joined with them. We're to come out from among them. He goes in and he says, "He that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep." Well, they didn't accept him. They didn't like him. What did they do to this blind man? They threw him out. He was excommunicated from Judaism, from the Jewish religion. He was thrown out of the synagogue because he stood for Jesus. Says, "No, now in our church we talk about Jesus. They preach about Jesus. You don't preach the truth. If you do not know without a question the day you met Jesus as your Savior, the day that you got down on your knees or you stood before the church or you know where I was saved between the Pharaoh house and the house, but I can take you right to that spot because that's the day that Jesus Christ called me and I responded and trusted in Him." Now, if you have no such time, but you're a member of a church, that's good enough. Or you're baptized, that's good enough. That's not good enough. You need a relationship with that Savior, Jesus Christ, and Him alone. And then do not tie it up with a baptism, because you have to be baptized to be saved. That's a lie of people. That's not taught of the Word of God. I believe you need to be baptized after you're saved, but it is not a burden or a responsibility that has to be done to lock in your salvation. You want to do that because you want to confess, "I know Jesus is my Savior." That's why you want to follow. That's why you want to come to church. That's why you want to give your tithes and offerings unto the Lord, because you love Him and you want to serve Him and you want to testify of Him, but not because you have to. All the religions are tied with works. Tied with works. The only true God calls us by faith, saves us, and keeps us. And there is no works required of our salvation. He bought and paid for us on the blood of the cross at the cross of Calvary when He shed His blood for you and me. You got a church that stands on the works, you're just like these Jews. They were standing on their works, on their customs of the day, on their traditions of the day. That's what they were standing on. And we have so many today that stand on the same thing. And I ask you, if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, come out from among them. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Jesus come by the way he said he would come. To the porter, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. He calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. You don't hear that today. We're to all come together. No, he calls us out. There'll be a calling out, and there'll be no question who's a believer and who's not a believer when the rapture takes place. Will your church be full because your preacher has not preached the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, told people they have to come by faith to Jesus and Jesus alone and no works tied to it? Has he taught you that Jesus will keep you and he'll keep you eternally, and it's his doing, not yours, not by some special works that you have to do? Will your church be still full when he takes his church away? Or will most of your church be gone, but you'll be sitting there? Because you says, I am a member of this church, I have been baptized, and I have done this, and I have done that. Well, stop your eyeing and get down on your knees and ask Jesus to forgive you and trust in him as your Savior. He died on the cross of Calvary to take your sins away. To him the porter openeth up. I believe the porter represents the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit speaks to our hearts. The Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart today. And the sheep hear his voice. Are you going to come to Jesus today and be saved? Or are you already saved and you're hearing the truth and you're hearing the word? A lot of folks that enjoy this program, they tell me, they write to me, and they love the word of God. And yet many of you folks are sitting in a church that does not preach the truth. And you know it. But you refuse to come out. The scripture tells us so clear. Verse 27, my sheep hear my voice. If you're not a born-again believer, if you have never come by faith to the Lord Jesus, the word of God means nothing to you. You must come to the cross of Calvary first, then and only then will the word begin to be opened unto you and you can see. Remember the blind man. Now we're talking about hearing, aren't we? See, Jesus used many, many examples here for us to understand what he's trying to tell us is that these Jews and many people today, because they do not hear the truth, the truth is not proclaimed. They don't come to Jesus for salvation. Maybe you have come to Jesus for salvation, but you're sitting in a church that hasn't preached the truth for so long. But because no one has told you the truth for so long, you just sit there. We give you the truth here. I'm not telling you to come to this church. I'm telling you to find a church that preaches the gospel of death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. You can come by faith to Jesus and Jesus alone. And they preach that, and they teach that, and they teach the whole Word of God from the cover to cover. And believe it all. Teach it all as God's literal, living Word. That's what you need. If you've got less than that, and you're hearing His voice right now, I ask you to find another home come this week. The porter, the Holy Spirit, touches the ears. He calleth his own sheep by name and leads them out. He's calling you. He's calling you. He's asking you for salvation today. Will you come to him for this free gift of salvation that he's offered to you? Or are you going to continue to depend upon the works? I'm not going to say you're saved or you're not saved. My responsibility is to give you the truth. The truth is that Jesus is calling you right now by and through his Holy Spirit. Will you trust in Jesus today and be saved? will you begin to work. Please don't waste any longer. Don't waste any more time away from the Lord Jesus, away from the fellowship of other believers. At the rapture, that'll be a true teller who is and who isn't a believer. You going to wait till then so you can go into the tribulation time? Please don't. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?